You're listening to SBS News.
More than 400 million children are living in conflict zones around the world, predominantly in the Middle East and Africa. The shocking toll this conflict can take on young lives has been exposed in the latest Save the Children report, Stop the War on Children. 10-year-old Mahmoud is a Syrian boy who lost both his legs because of a shelling.
I used to run, play football with the kids and walk with them. We used to play together. But now when I see them, they have legs and I don't. I start crying.
In 2018, Save the Children says the number of verified grave violations against young people reached a record high, and Syria was particularly dangerous. The war in Syria is entering its 10th year. Mahmoud lives in the Al-Hol camp in northeast Syria. Despite the tough conditions, he still has the ability to enjoy music, playing drums at a child-friendly space in the camp. The report shows over the past decade, the number of children living in conflict zones has risen by 34%. There was also a 30% increase in attacks on hospitals and schools over the past 2 years. Mahmoud says when his father went to hospital for diabetes treatment, he died when a shelling hit the hospital. He says he misses his father, who worked hard to set him on the right path for the future.
I want to become a doctor. I want to work. Work is not shameful. It's better for one to work than sit here in these tents.
For the first time, the report explores the damage girls and boys experience because of war and how that differs because of gender. Girls are more vulnerable to sexual violence and early marriages, while boys are more at risk of being recruited. Save the Children's Matt Tinkler says it was important to understand the differences in order to come up with solutions.
That allows us to design programs to respond to their needs more effectively. It also allows us to talk to armed combatants and governments who are participating in these conflicts to alert them to the impacts the conflict is having on these children so we can try and avoid those from occurring in the first place.
10-year-old Asti fled northeast Syria with her mother and siblings last year. She says she was too scared to stay at home because she could hear bombs and she wanted to survive.
Before the conflict, we were playing. We were happy in going to school. The school was very beautiful. But then the airplanes were over our head and we were afraid of going to school.
She now lives in a refugee camp in Iraq. Mr. Tinkler says many children are missing out on education opportunities.
Every time we ask a child who's impacted by conflict what they want most, they say, we want to go to school. But school is woefully underfunded as part of the humanitarian response in most crises. So we need governments to invest in these things so we don't lose that generation of children and their futures.
The report notes there are challenges in tackling rights violations against children with diverse gender identities, but ultimately the full impact is unknown. It recommends UN Security Council members address gender-based violence using a holistic approach with access to reproductive health services. The report is being launched at the Munich Security Conference on Friday, where global leaders will gather to debate international safety issues. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.